Welcome to Mind Mastery and Manifestation, the number one podcast helping you rewire your mind to erase fear, unlock your greatest potential, and get the extraordinary relationships, businesses, and lives you've always wanted. We're your hosts, Dan Mendelo
and Sophie Kessler.
Welcome back to the Mind Mastery and Manifestation podcast. We are back again. And in this episode, we want to just dive in and share a little bit more of our humanisms with you. And what I mean when I say that is we want to really dive into what some of our biggest challenges have been in our own entrepreneurial journeys so that, number one, you can just get a little frame of context that we're also human and that we go through it too. But also so you can start to see if any of these resonate for you and are relevant for you in your life right now, how we've really moved through these pieces and how we continue to evolve even in our own lives. So with that being said, it's going to be a fun little back and forth jam sesh between Dan and I here and really just diving into what we've experienced and what we've learned along the way.
It's so funny that as we were planning this too and writing out what we're going to talk about and the kind of topics that we were talking about is so interesting that the journey of an entrepreneur, we like to talk about business, right? Business, business, business. How do we excel in business? But a lot of our issues actually had nothing to do with the business itself. It was like the things that the business created or, you know, things that happened or didn't happen as a result of the business. Our businesses themselves were going beautifully. And so hopefully this as well will open your mind up to allow you to see that actually, you know, success in business, it can't be separated from the rest of your life, right? As a business owner, everything is connected. And so hopefully by the end of this episode, you'll see like, actually, you know, you can't just focus on your business. You kind of do need to pay attention to everything else.
Yeah, 1,000%. I was actually laughing with Dan.
Not at Dan. Thanks, Sophie.
I was laughing with Dan because I was like, I don't know what to share here because like everything that I've done business-wise has miraculously always worked out so perfectly and I've always been so divinely taken care of every single step of the way. There's never been a time in the 3-4 years that I've been in business, I mean, there's been moments of like, holy shit, what is going to happen next? But it's always worked itself out. The biggest pieces for me have really come down to relationships and energy and friendships have been like the biggest challenges. And I don't even want to use the word challenges, but like the biggest opportunities of growth that my business has triggered and illuminated for me. And I say the other piece that I would add in there too is like a lot of stuff around like self-love and worthiness were probably another big piece that I've had to really work through over the years. Dan, how do you want to dive into these? Do we just want to start sharing? Do we want to do some like Q&A? Like what feels most potent?
Let's just dive into it.
Cool.
I'm sure stuff will come up as it always does.
It always does. Awesome. I think the first piece that I'll start with is diving into the relationship component has always been a big thing for me because I have ran the program and I've brought more and more awareness to it where I will tend to easily fall into focusing more on the business that I don't have energy to put into my relationships. And then my relationships start to suffer. And speaking specifically to like romantic relationships or even just dating in general. And the more that I've leaned into that, the pattern that I've kind of dug up over the period of time I've been going through this process has been how easy it is to overcompensate my feel-goodness in the business versus my lack of feeling good in my relationships. And what I mean when I say that is basically, I'm so fucking great at my business that I can easily feel good doing my business. So it's easy to do more in the business than it is to go to the other areas of my life where maybe I'm not feeling so great in, specifically speaking like relationships, and use the business to avoid what I'm feeling in my relationship. And or just avoid relationships altogether. So it's been a real fun experience learning how to actually meet that need for connection and meet that need for feeling loved and feeling worthy or deserving of incredible relationships outside of the business and being able to step back and not use the business, right? Not use being busy as an entrepreneur, which I know a lot of us will do when opportunities arise and we're like, oh, well, I'm really busy, so we'll see if I can fit you on my schedule. But instead it's like, all right, let me go actually lean into the possibility of exploring relationships. Let me go lean into the possibility of like meeting new people or actually dating or spending more time with a specific person and making sure that they feel seen and heard and honored and knowing that that's not taking away from the success. In fact, me actually having that companionship is really, really powerful and it's a big part of my life.
Yeah, you know, relationships for me, it's also been a little bit of a weird sort of thing. And that's also because I have a kind of like personality makeup where I love people and I am extroverted, but I have the tendency, and left to my own devices, I will vanish. I've always kind of been like that, where I just won't talk to people for like a month because I'll just be doing my own thing and I'm just not aware. And business really gave me an excuse to do that. It was so very easy for me to be completely aloof because, you know, fascinated by it or trying to grow it or trying to expand it in some way or learning, right? Because I always continue to learn and study. I mean, just this last weekend, I spent the entire weekend instead of hanging out, I went to a pranic healing workshop. So I could just fill my time with my business or my interests. And it feeds really into that part of me who will just like dip and just be gone from my friends for months at a time. And so it really compounded on me. And there are times, just like with my business, there are seasons of hustle and seasons of flow, right? Where there are some seasons where I'm really, you know, tight and connected with my friends, and sometimes when I'm not. It came to a critical point where I realized like, okay, is this something that I really want to address? And the answer was no, actually. Like in this phase of my life, I'm actually kind of like really good doing this. But I had to do some clarity work. I had to do some healing around it because I had a thought of what I should be or who I should be or how I should show up or who my friends should be or whatever, like kind of dating life, like whatever. And I had to clear all of that out and structure my life where, you know, now I'm in a very happy relationship and, you know, I talk with her just, you know, every single day. And my other friends, I'll kind of poke in, right? I'll kind of poke and prod every once in a while. I'll see them once every 2 weeks, once every 3 weeks, something like that. And I'm really at peace with it. I just had to do kind of a lot of work on myself to actually allow myself to do that, to like carve out my own lifestyle that was supportive, that allowed me to have my alone time, allowed me to have my friend time, business time, growth time, and everything. It took me a few years to actually create my own sort of balance.
Yeah, I can relate to that. Speaking more into like friends as well, I think for a lot of us who build out like online businesses, it's so easy to meet people online and connect online and have like your tribe online. But then in real life, it can be easy to not cultivate and not develop relationships offline. And one of the things that I've really been wanting to bring more of is having girlfriends who are also entrepreneurs who get it, right? And people who are in this space, because it's a little challenging. And for a lot of the friends that I grew up with, that I was close with, they, like, I love them to death, but they just don't get it. We're just not on the same wavelength. And it creates a little bit of a barrier for connection because there's a lot that they just don't understand about me. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that we don't have that connection point. And so it's been fun to create things like retreat, our weekend events, or going to retreats where it's just about connecting, where it's just about unwinding, where it's just about meeting other women who are interested in similar things and building relationships with them where we can actually go and have fun offline. And it's been really exciting to meet a lot of the other women who are into things like going to festivals or entrepreneurship or dating or whatever the things are. And we can actually go and have those experiences together while also being able to talk about what it's like to be an entrepreneur and have a business.
That is something that's, you know, kind of important there, where you really need to realize what's right for you, what kind of person you are, what kind of interactions you really need and really crave, and really come and being at peace with it. Because I have had a number of clients who think that being introverted is a bad thing, or that feeling like they want or maybe need a lot of social interaction is a bad thing, or trying to fit themselves into other boxes. I think what's really important here is just figuring out what you need, like Sophie, what you need, what I need, and that they're very different and that it's all okay. And to prioritize it and know that if this is something that you want, if this is something that's important for you to keep your energy high, to keep you happy and fulfilled and having fun in life, then you kind of have a responsibility to figure it out for yourself as soon as you can, right? Even if you're trying to grow your business, even if you're at the beginning of your business, because all that feeds together, it's all connected, and there is no wrong way to do it. You know, when it comes to relationships, especially now where you see people being very bold and, you know, announcing to the world, you know, their kind of relationship model, which isn't always monogamous, which isn't always widely accepted, to know that there is no right or wrong model of, you know, friendship or relationship or whatever. There is no schedule. There is no nothing like that. It's one, cause no suffering to anybody else or yourself, right? Just keep that in the forefront of your mind. And then just figure out what makes you really happy and go after it. I think that was kind of to sum up like what we were kind of feeling out here. It's kind of that, right? And another thing that it does kind of bring up for me is with this is the whole idea of like energy management, that sometimes I'll go through these phases of, I've got a lot of clients and I have my online stuff and I got my own work and I got my projects and I got this and we have to manage how much energy we are expending. A couple of years ago, I was burning myself out like every 2 weeks, legit. And I would just be beached on the couch with no energy at all. Like I would just be like crushing Netflix for the whole weekend, unable to move. And that was really just because I thought I had to work all the time. And then I had to see my friends. And then I had to do this. And I had to do that. And I was trying to do everything to 100%. There was really no time to recharge. And that screwed me up for like a whole year of me trying to figure that out. Actually, I also went into adrenal fatigue. This was at the very beginning of my business. And I hustled so freaking hard because that's what I thought was necessary in order to make money that I put myself right into adrenal fatigue. And it took a ridiculous spiritual experience all the way in Thailand and spending like all of my money to heal that shit. Sophie, I know you just experienced something pretty similar with just running yourself ragged. And I know that's also like a big challenge for a lot of people out there.
The shoulds, supposed to's, all the fun things. I think that comes up for a lot of us, especially like these ideas of how we're supposed to exist and how we're supposed to live our lives and what we're supposed to be doing. And for me, it's been a big thing of kind of relating back to like the energy piece, but especially the health and fitness component and really leaning into like, oh, how can I actually prioritize my own health and fitness and my nutrition? And also know that that is contributing to my business and doing it in a way that's sustainable. Because a pattern that I've ran in the past has been getting into programs and regimens that were probably not the best for me while trying to run a full-time business. And for those of you that have been following me for a while, you'll know that last year in 2018, I decided I wanted to do bikini competition and basically went full force with that training for about 9 months. So it was very restricted, very regimented. Bikini competitors, the whole industry, it's an incredible thing. There's a great way to do it. And the way I was doing it just wasn't working for me and it wasn't sustainable. And so I actually started to really sacrifice my health over training and just being way under malnourished.
Sure.
Nutritional deficit.
Jesus.
to where it was causing a lot of that stress because I was going so hard in the business. And I was going so hard in my fitness that I literally burned out to the point where I was having like panic attacks, which was something that I'd never in my life experienced up until that point, which was really scary. And so it's been a fun process of like learning how to, what I call, train intuitively and eat intuitively and business intuitively in a way that works best for me and my body. And I think that this is important for everyone to really figure out for themselves, right? Because there's going to be so many different ways of doing things and so many different, like, this is what works best for me and you should try this program or whatever it is. I think the feedback I would give is, like, lean into what feels best for you and your body and what you're wanting to achieve in that sense, and also the reasoning behind what it is that you're doing. Because a lot of my desires for going so hard in health and in fitness came from a lot of pieces of believing that doing that, believing that looking that way, that getting that physique is what would help me to feel more confident and develop a deeper sense of self-worth or self-love, which ironically, as I got into the peak week of my training, I had never in my life felt worse. I never in my life felt more anxious, more depressed. And all of that was nutritionally related just because of how hard I was pushing my body. It was terrible. I mean, sure, I technically looked great, quote unquote, but I felt like shit in a loving way. So I think it's important to also look at, like, the reason behind what you're doing. Like, why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you training or whatever habits you have? What's the purpose behind that? And for me, it's been learning how to develop a lifestyle and a routine that actually feels good, that feels nourishing, that allows me to experience those feelings of self-worth and self-love, not because of it being an end goal, but because this is a practice of me loving myself.
I think that's really important. The journey that I've been on in the last couple of years, so much longer than that, really, was really figuring out that self-love portion. What does it mean? How does it show up? What are the habits that allow me to truly honor myself through the process? That's why I was burning out so much, is I had this idea that, you know, working every single day for 14 to 16 hours a day would earn me some kind of pride or some kind of significance or some kind of award, right? In my mind, really what it was earning me was a lost weekend on the couch. That's really where it came from, where I realized I was trying to fill in a void in myself, in how I felt about myself with my business. And that was a big mistake. Right now, the work that I've done over the last couple of years allows me to feel balanced regardless. When I'm working, when I'm not working, when I have a high month, when I have a low month, because, you know, that's how business is, right? But I always make sure to give myself time to recharge now, to take care of my health, my fitness, my nutrition is very important to me. But doing the other things that allow me to just connect inward and feel really good about what I'm doing, even if I don't know what I'm doing, right? Like right now, I'm going through this kind of crazy big evolution step, which has brought in all sorts of weird things. Confusion, looking at my path, looking to see what is aligning with me, what's not aligning with me anymore. And there's like, everything has kind of been thrown into the air right now. And I'm sorting it out. But my self-love practices make sure that I make it through that. And instead of being crushed by this, I feel good about it. And instead of losing energy, like leaking energy into worries or concerns or all sorts of anxieties, that I'm focused, I'm still balanced, right? That emotional balance is super important. In the beginning, I would feel good when I made a lot of money in a month, or what was a lot of money for me back then. And I'd feel shitty when I didn't. Or I'd feel good when I left a sales call with a yes, and I'd feel shitty when I left a sales call with a no. Whatever these things were, I allowed my emotions to be controlled by the circumstances I was living in. And to sort of, you know, TLDR that, I was a fucking wreck. Like I was all over the place, because when your emotions can be so easily changed by what's happening around you, it's like the weather is going to control how you feel. And I'm sorry, but that's unacceptable. At least for me, I was so done, spent, like physically exhausted, emotionally, mentally, spiritually exhausted from just that. It's like this roller coaster that was tightened up. So I was going through a roller coaster all the time, every single day. Like even if my sleep was crazy, my dreams are bonkers because of this. And that also digs into that issue of self-love. do you derive your value from your work, from your income, from external validation, from your friends, from your family, from whatever? And so I went on a journey, which I'm still on to continue. It's probably going to be lifelong, of separating myself from these things and giving myself validation, even when things are going wrong, and loving myself regardless of what's going on, and making sure that I feel really good about who I am and what I'm doing, even if things are failing, even if I'm struggling, even if things are not working, or I'm getting no's, or there's a low month, or whatever is happening in my friendships or relationships or whatever. It's been kind of my journey recently to become even more unaffected by things. And using any time I get triggered or any time I let my environment get to me as another learning point, as another teacher. And it has allowed me to enter this phase with excitement. You know, if I went through this kind of upheaval a couple of years ago, I'd probably be freaked out. Fully honest, I'd probably be freaked out and feeling anxious and stressed and, you know, kind of all over the place. I can legit say I've never gone through this kind of phase of upheaval and refiguring things out with more peace and calm in me before. I feel so chill about it just because of that, because, you know, I'm continuously doing that kind of work to make sure that I'm there for myself.
Upheavals are fun.
They actually are. I can finally say it. I finally say they are fun.
I feel like that's a big challenge that, I don't want to use the word challenge. It's a big opportunity of growth that has consistently shown up again and again and again, where my thing is, it's like I outgrow or I evolve what I've created. And it's been a thing of like, oh, this is no longer what I want to be doing. Shit. What's next? And it's happened this season that I'm in right now. It's probably like the third transition that I've really gone through. And it's been interesting to really address this season, what I've really learned over the last few times of going through a process of, is this really what I want to be doing? Is this really like the niche I want to be talking to? All those fun questions. And leaning into the big question that I have to ask myself is like, what is actually in my highest excitement? And what actually feels most congruent for me right now? Not who I was last month, not who I was last week, but for me today and who I'm evolving and who I'm stepping into. And I was sharing a little bit about this in the solo episode, but I'll bring it on here as well, is it's been the opportunity to really give myself permission to change the rule and to break the rules of how business has to be and what it needs to look like and how I need to be developing things, and to give myself permission to say, okay, actually, no, this doesn't feel great anymore. I want to do something different. And for me, it's been leaning into the fact that I actually really enjoy doing live in-person events, and moving forward, it's going to be a lot more of me doing retreat and live experiences, because that's what feels more exciting for me, and really pivoting and shifting the context of what I teach and giving myself permission to actually teach more of what is of resonant for me right now. Whereas previously, it's been a lot more heavily focused on marketing, right, on business strategy. And I've noticed that with the audience that I've worked with for the last 18 months or so, there's been a shift with them of like going so far on the other side of the pendulum with business and strategy that they've completely lost sight of the other part when it comes to self-love and self-care and embodiment work. And so really that's kind of the way my pendulum is swinging as well, of like, all right, let's bring back this piece of self-love, of self-care, of embodiment, and how that actually works with your business, and having that actually be the forefront of the business instead of just being the supporting piece. Because again, what I'm leaning into, and it's always a fun little shift, is like, oh, this is actually what's most relevant for me right now. And giving myself permission to change that has been huge. Because I think oftentimes we can get stuck in the pattern of like, oh, well, this is what's been working, so I need to keep doing this, even though it no longer feels congruent. And I'm not excited about it. And I have resistance in writing content about it. And I don't even want to market about it. And I think that usually that's a beautiful sign from your nervous system to tune in and figure out like, oh, what actually, like, is this what I'm excited about? Or what am I excited about? What would I be more excited to share about or post about or talk about that would just come much more naturally? And to give yourself permission to be willing to change direction if that's what feels resonant for you, which has always been a fun conversation. So I'd love to, if you're open to sharing, hear more about like what's the pivoting that you're stepping into and what you're shifting.
This is coming up as two different fronts that are meeting in this. And it's weird. I actually called this last year. I felt something. And I remember I told Jess, like, hey, next summer, shit is going to go crazy in my life. Just so you know that, you could prepare now. She's like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't know. It's going to be really big. Mm. And so there are two different things. One is me and my own sort of personal sort of spiritual evolution of digging through who I am, how I show up in life, and the work that I've been doing with Alan. And, you know, if you've heard the podcast before, you've probably heard me talking about my favorite healer coach. I don't even know what she calls herself, but she's an absolute sorceress, just incredible. And we feel like we have put the finger on, well, she got this download of when something happened when I was about 3. And it was hard to find because it's not a trauma. It's nothing big, easily overlooked. But it set off a sequence of events in my mind that led me to a ton of hardship for the rest of my life. And a lot of energy being spent, a lot of resistance, and a lot of all sorts of shit. It might be linked into my hatred of authority, of why I can't stand corporations and systems or structures, which if you know anything about me, I fucking hate those things. Like the worst thing you could ever do is try to tell me what to do. You know, I'm very coachable, certainly, but if you tell me what to do, you're done. I can't even control that. That's something like deep. And there's a lot in there of like how my 3-year-old mind constructed how the world works, which for some reason is still hanging on. She got this download of when it was and did a little bit of work and had identified like, yeah, like this is it. And so I'm working on undoing that. And that could potentially set off a series of events, both emotionally and spiritually and everything, could change my entire life, could actually change my entire identity, which I've been feeling the need for lately. You know how you're saying like, oh, things change, kind of evolve what you've created. I do that with my personality. I do that with who I am. And sometimes I don't know what's going on. I just know that things don't feel right. I can't say they're out of alignment. I can just feel like it's not perfect alignment. You know what I mean? So everything just feels a little off and it makes me question everything. Who I am, my friendships, my relationships, what I'm doing, how I'm showing up, what I'm saying, everything. And it's weird and it's not the first or even the fifth time that's happened in the last couple of years. It's a very weird thing to know what it is, but not know why or not know what's on the other end of it. And so I'm kind of going into this just kind of leaping in, just jumping off that cliff. And at the same time, I don't know whether that has spurred it, but I've been trying to find like my real niche for marketing. And like, what do I really want to talk about now? Who do I really want to help? The same thing that you're going through, right? You have an idea, I have none. Like I thought I had an idea. I went through a couple of different iterations and found that like, we've actually talked about this before, Sophie, of just like, well, what is it that I really connect to that I really want to communicate? Because I can talk about just about anything, you know, in energetics and personal development and spirituality and all these things. Like I'm very well educated. Just like you do your marketing thing, I can help anybody with anything in personal development. But the problem is, and I think that this is a case of many people in personal development as well, is settling on one thing. And I've gone through a couple of different iterations and all of them felt good at the time. And over the last year or so, I've felt kind of lost in what do I really want to do? Oddly enough, my business has been continuously growing and thriving and getting amazing results with my clients and everything is feeling beautiful on that end. But I'm like looking for that next step. And I hired a coach for one day from like 9 to 5, nearly $10,000, by the way, to show just how dedicated I am to figuring this shit out. And something tells me that I'm going to leave this, you know, this is happening in mid-June. I'm going to have both of these two fronts figured out, you know, by the end of June, which is really interesting. That feels actually earlier by the end of June, by the middle of June for me. It feels really right to have saying that. And I don't know what I'm going to come out with. You know, I don't know who I'm going to be. I don't know how I'm going to show up online. I don't know how I'm going to show up in my business. But I'm ready for something that could be potentially drastically different from anything that I've done before. Like I said earlier, like if this was a couple of years ago, if I wasn't so emotionally prepared for this, I'd probably be freaked out because it's kind of like stepping into an abyss. Like I have no idea who I'm going to be and I don't know what my business is going to be. And I'm so excited about that. I can't even tell you. It's so fun for me. I have no idea, you know, and I cannot wait. That's one of the things, you know, I'm going on this 3-week trip around Europe and part of me is really looking forward to that. And part of me cannot wait to come back and just see who I'm going to be when I show back up. It's really exciting to have that phase of redefinition and be willing to shake the whole Etch-a-Sketch so hard that, you know, maybe I'll have a blank canvas again and be able to create whatever I want. That's super sexy for me.
Love it. So no clear answers other than there is no answer.
Yeah. Sorry about that. That's kind of where I am lately with that, you know?
Yeah. I dig it. I love it. I think it's so beautiful because it goes to show how it's really about creating space and having the space and the trust that it's all going to work out so perfectly. And I love how much you embody that of like, I have no fucking idea what's going to happen, but here I am making space for whatever's going to happen. Trust me, it's going to happen.
Like you're right. I know it's going to be good. I know it's going to be amazing. Yeah. That's why I can't wait for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's the thing for anyone listening that it's like, yo, if you're in that place right now where you're feeling not excited about your business or what it is you've been doing and you're stepping into something different and you're not really sure what that transition is or what that's going to look like, to give yourself space. To get excited about what's coming because, I mean, it sure as hell can't be any less than where you already are. It could only be even better, right? So it's like, give yourself permission to lean into the possibility of the unknown, to lean into the possibility of it being absolutely amazing and to just trust that process. I mean, and I've had to go through that too of like, I have no fucking idea how this is going to work. It's something that I've never done before. And it feels so good that it's like, I can't not do it. I can't not do it. There we go. And that's really the point that I'm at. I'm like, this is the thing. This is what it's stepping into. I'm not sure exactly what that looks like or what that means, but this is what feels good. And it's honoring what really truly is in my highest excitement and knowing that it's going to figure itself out.
With a lot of these challenges, there has been one theme. You know, if you've picked it up, is that both of us have developed this tenacity to look at the sunny side or like the half full side or whatever. But there is something that I have used. And it was really interesting is my dad actually at one point said it almost in a negative way. So that, you know, I tend to be very optimistic about things, even though I don't know how things are going to turn out. At that time, I told him like, yeah, it's a survival skill. What I'm doing is terrifying. I don't have a choice. Right? Now it's a habit. Now it really has helped where it's like, whatever it is, you know, relationships are a problem. We'll figure it out. Energy is a problem, you know, adrenal fatigue, whatever. We'll figure it out. Like it's going to happen. Big shifts and upheaval and a time for redefinition, whatever. We're going to figure it out. And that has allowed us to continuously move forward, you know, that sometimes, and it can be, so I guess it is a little evolutionary, but more it's like a societal thing to resist when struggle comes up or challenge comes up or even to retreat. But in all of these, you know, there's that theme of like running directly into it. And that is so important. If there's one thing that I think that's helped us through every single one of these challenges, it's that almost excitement of running directly into the challenge and the struggle, saying like, fuck that, I'm going right through this thing. Whatever happens, happens. I know I'm going to make it through. I know it's going to be even better. I know life has something even bigger and better planned for me, but there's only one way to find out, right? And there's only one direction for that. So I think that's a good place to end this one. Your task when you're listening is figuring out what your challenge is. What's one challenge that you can run directly into? What's one that you've been skirting, right? It doesn't have to be in your business. It could be, but it doesn't have to be. Knowing that when you fix something in another side of your life, it will impact your business as well. All of this is super important, every part of your life. So find one and see what can you do. What's one action that you could do that allows you to run directly at it? With that, guys, I really hope that you enjoyed this episode. This is a very different one. You know, we're both just kind of like very vulnerable. Like, what, this is some shit that we have gone through. I don't know if we relayed how big these issues were. Enormous. And at the time, especially if you asked us, we'd be like, this is the biggest fucking thing that's ever happened. And then, you know, you have five more of those in the same month. And then you start evaluating what's actually big, right? But if this helped, if this gave you a breakthrough, a little ray of light, you know, some clarity, whatever, let us know. Share this out. You know, leave us a review, you know, some stars on iTunes, take a screenshot, put it up on your stories, you know, post it in Facebook, whatever. Let us know. Even if you hate it, let us know. But guys, that last episode sucked a big one. You can post that. That's cool. Tag me in it. I love that shit too. All feedback is feedback. It helps us better. But especially if you loved it, let us know. We'd really appreciate
it. Yeah, absolutely. And if you're, again, any of this resonates for you, if it's relevant for you, reach out. We love hearing from you. We love connecting with you and just diving in and just letting you know that, like, yo, you're not alone. We've got your back. And if there's anything that you want us to dive deeper into, again, just let us know. We love, love, love getting your feedback and your input. And that's really what helps us make this such a special show. So with that being said, loving on all of you so deeply, and we will see you on the next one.
Lots of love, guys.